Oh
God.
hello. Didn't see you guys there. Welcome to the whaleboat. I'm Lubomir Shrepka.
I'm Alex Jesse.
And this is gonna be awful.
Oh yes, I'm sick.
So
How long has it been?
this is episode three. This is the
Trace, lucky number three.
this is the day. This is the point of no return.
Point of no return. Once you now you can't look back. Don't look back. Don't look back. Don't
Each
look back.
segment, Alex singing for 30 minutes of your time.
This is a 30-minute thing.
Just waste your life listening to him sing.
I am.
It's gonna be awful. Okay.
I'm sick, everyone. I'm sick. So I apologize for any.
What do you have?
I have rhinoceros flu.
How did that transfer to humans?
I don't know, but that's
I'm
what my mom told me.
curious.
Oh, it's got the word rhino in it. No, I have a fever.
Oh,
Because
do
everyone cares. Everyone gives a shit. We're gonna learn. I hate being. You know how there's all these blogs like, "Hey guys, sorry I've been making videos lately. I'm a little thick right now."
Yeah, I'm gonna start making them next week, and then like a year later. Sorry, I haven't been making videos lately,
Yeah, I just gotten
but.
going through a lot. God, someone made like a compilation of all those, like just people going, "Hey guys, sorry I haven't been making videos
Oh.
lately."
Okay,
No,
right from
what
this
the
second.
fuck? I try not to swear.
You'll try not to swear?
This episode.
You'll try not to say the words fuck, bitch,
Okay, you just
shit.
lost.
I don't know. Was it a
It
concept?
was a concept.
I didn't realize
I
that.
don't care. He lost. End it. No, I'm kidding.
That was fast.
It was. It was.
That was like a waste of 2 minutes right there. But that's talking about
What's?
absolutely nothing.
Isn't this what this podcast is?
What?
Isn't that what this podcast is? Absolutely nothing.
Yeah,
From something. We write down a whole bunch of things, yet somehow have no preconceived
yeah.
notion of what it's gonna be.
Just
This is art.
ignore everything we write.
This is art. All right. So, shall we start off with
I don't know what was your
mailing in?
mailing. Oh yeah, just quickly inform everyone.
Yep.
We have this. We're gonna start this new segment called "Whaling into the Mailboat," and you can send us emails. Whatever.
Pictures, nudes,
Yeah.
pics.
Skype names, mess. I don't care. Whatever you
Anything
want
that
to
can
send us.
connect us to you
Yeah.
people.
If you want to send us stuff, we'll read aloud, whatnot.
Yep.
Just do whatever we can with it. So
Leave a
that'd be cool.
comment, be like, read aloud and
Yeah.
read this comment.
Yeah. We'll read
Just
the
a random
entire
shout
like.
out. We will just say your name. We won't even, it won't even be in context. We'll just be like, yeah, I may just write, name. I wasn't prepared. Finally, we find a name. Okay. All right. Okay. Oh, yeah. So have you heard about that, 6-foot-tall China person? Yeah, he's fake. Land yachts all on board.
He's not real. The
He's.
6-foot-tall Chinaman is not real.
And no, he's
Just to
not.
let you guys know, in case you were wondering. Actually, China reminds me of something.
China reminds me.
China just sparked a interest
Sparked
there. I don't
you.
know if a while ago, I don't know if I told you this, but I was listening to some K-pop
K-pop, what's
walk
K-pop?
down. It's isn't that it's like Korean pop. Have you not heard?
No.
Have you not heard of Korean
Never
pop?
heard of Korean pop.
It's
What is
like when they sing in Korean to pop music, and it's
Oh my
crazy pop.
gosh.
It's insanely popular.
That's weird.
So I like
What?
a ton of that on my iPod. And
If you just heard my mom fart in the background, please disregard that.
that's
No,
actually
it's
very
dope.
audible.
Nope.
That's very audible.
Barely
Oops.
audible. It's a crisp traveling through the air.
Nice. Very high quality. I was walking down. I was like walking towards my. I started hearing
Actually
music.
sitting me, Mom.
I started hearing music the other day.
I still live with my mom.
You still? Well, you're still what?
She just said that's how it's done. I still live with my mom, everyone.
You still? Yeah. He's
It's life.
almost like, I don't know, 14, 15. He's still living with his
15.
mom.
And I still live with my mom.
Still, he's not moved out yet. I live in the woods with.
He's a river. He's a river folk. You know, survive the river.
I just lay wet in the water, kind of
You just
thrash around.
starfish style in the water, just floating downstream.
It's one of those rivers that kind of starts to dry out after a while, and I just kind of like laying there
I
flopping
wash up
around.
on shore.
Yeah, Oh man. So I had a yeah, I had an ice cream truck in my pants.
Is that an ice cream truck in your pants?
You know what?
Did
You
you
didn't let me
really?
tell the story, so I just got
Oh,
to the
come on.
punchline. I just got to the punchline. You didn't let me tell the story.
What was the punchline?
Well, that was the punchline. You didn't hear the story though.
Okay, all right, so the punchline is.
And that's when I found out there was an ice cream truck in my
So the
pants.
punch. We're gonna make a joke. The punchline is that's how I got an ice cream truck in my pants.
And yeah, I was so the story to that, the little follow through to that was
This is the prequel. This is like Star Wars, except.
we make all the we start all the jokes off with the punchlines and no
Not
one
calling Star Wars shitty. The prequels were
view
shitty.
everything backwards here at Whaleboat
Prequels.
Studios.
Is there really a direction?
Can you masturbate backwards?
Come
Is
and then
that
lose your boner? That's it.
basically that?
Happens.
Well, no, I'm talking about like that happening like inverted, like kind of sucking it all in.
Sucking it all
Could
at you.
that
Walk up on the street, there's cum everywhere.
happen? As soon as you see it, it just.
I just
Oh,
thought of
there it
seeing
goes.
someone jizz on video and then rewinding that video. You'd see him literally pull the jizz in to his dick.
That'll be weird.
I learned a new word yesterday.
What
Epididymis.
was it? What was it? Epididymis? Is that what you said?
Yep.
What does epididymis mean?
I
Is it a
don't
verb? Can I epididymis? Can you epididymis? Can we all epididymis
Hey,
together?
epididymi? No, it's actually like the thing that covers your balls or
Oh,
something,
so we
and it
can
like
epididymis.
holds the semen. I don't know.
Ah, the epididymis.
Epididymis.
You learn
The
something
many.
new every day.
What? Yep.
Learn
I
something
guess.
new
Yes,
every
you
day.
do. So,
Oh
back
man.
on
Back
track with
back
the
on track. We
train.
were never on track to begin
Yep.
with, but
This train derailed long ago.
yeah, a horribly long time. Sometime during the summer. Just
Before the show even made, before
camp.
existence.
Did you ever go to camp, Alex?
Ever go to summer camp?
Did you ever
I have
go
a
to
story to tell. Oh my God,
camp?
yes.
All right. Bring it in. I have a summer camp story actually too.
Let's finish up the joke first.
What was the joke?
I don't know.
I don't even remember.
Okay,
Just
so
tell the
let's.
summer camp story. That sounds more
Moving
interesting.
on to summer camp. We've all been to summer camp.
Not all
You
of
know,
us.
not all of us.
Some of us
Leave your summer camp story. It might be featured
like
in
in
an
last
email.
episode, Alex said some of us just spend the entire summer masturbating in a corner.
Yes, if you email us a summer camp story, we will feature it. I swear to God.
We'll masturbate in the corner.
Email us
Right.
a featured story.
So I was actually at summer camp once, believe it or not. And
Yes, I believe it. I don't believe it for a second.
I don't believe you. You liar. And it was a horrible summer camp, by the way. Like it was awful. But I went there for like a week, and there was this
Oh,
an
time and place,
aspect.
setting. What is this place?
This
What
place.
kind of camp?
So it's basically a tiny little camp with a couple shacks every like here and there, and a little river lake
The
thing.
rape dungeons.
Just individual rape dungeons, yes. And they had this like one shack like in the far back like by the trees, right? And
What summer camp is this? It's
it
like
was
coloring camp.
tiny. Yeah, it was coloring camp. That's
They
what we
also
did
just
all
call
day.
it coloring camp. Okay, so for this joke, he's going to summer camp.
I'm
We can
going to
all
summer camp.
this is made up. You've never been to the summer camp, have you?
I was. And so there was a shack, and it was tiny. It was like this was like 10 feet by 10 feet, and
Oddly
had a
specific.
dance on the last day of camp
In the shack.
in the shack. And there was, and so this dance was in this tidy shack with a ton of people. And on the last day, they got like some of the counselors to walk over, guard the door, look in. And they told us that if we walked inside, we're not allowed to come back out.
Oh
That was
my
like the end of
gosh.
the day. So,
That's the rape dungeon.
and
This is
this
the
place
rape
was like
dungeon.
filled with kids. No one had
Just
any idea what they were doing, and people just kept coming in.
they were just dropping like flies. You
So
go in, you're just out 5 minutes.
they're
You're
just drowning in children,
Yeah.
and no one can leave.
Their greatest dreams are coming true.
And
Drowning in children.
people are like hanging out the windows, reaching out like to the people who aren't in, just like, get me out of here.
Help me. And they're just
Windows are being
prodding
fucked
them
up on
back
the
in with a
outside.
cattle prod.
Yeah, the windows are barred up from
Can
the
you imagine animating this out of context, just showing someone this, like
rest.
if this was the Ricky Gervais show, we just and they just mute the video and show like a bunch of kids running into a rape dungeon and being stabbed and
Paddle
trying to
rod.
get out.
Oh man, that would be terrible.
That just got really horrible.
That's an awful idea. That's not a good idea, actually.
No.
That should not be done.
No. But it
Because
happened.
it did twice now.
Twice.
Every summer.
They never learn. They never learn.
This
Believe
is
me, they
in the
always
history
come
books.
back. Once you get them hooked, they're on.
Everybody comes out for that last day, just when they have to get stuck in the,
Yeah.
grease
They're like,
hole.
you know what?
And they have to fit
It.
a DJ in there, so imagine even less room, and now blasting music and cookies.
All right, so on to my camp story. We're gonna title that one "Rape Dungeon."
That is the official name of that camp.
We titled the
That
video "Rape
camp
Dungeon." It'd be a
is
very
called.
misleading title.
I
"Rape Dungeon." We'll see.
wonder how many people click on that.
Think
Oh,
we
look at
should
that, a
title.
rape dungeon.
All right, you know the title of this video now. It's gonna be "Rape Dungeon."
Watch it not be rape dungeon, and everybody's so confused.
Oh my God, what? What? They just wander out of their house. What's going on?
This was
What?
not accurate. I'm
Because
cheating.
everything that you hear on the internet's true, especially from this show.
Oh man, I actually had some before we
All
tell the
right.
camp story.
Well,
We
I have a camp story now.
Oh man, I was
Yeah,
gonna.
my turn.
All right, fine.
So, this
Go.
one is called what's that stuff?
Alex's camp story.
No. No.
Alex's wonderful camp story, the
What is
movie.
this stuff called? Sunny D. This is what this story is called,
Yeah.
Sunny D.
This, oh God.
And
The name is
so,
cute, Sonny
me and
D.
this kid Andrew and his sister were like the coolest kids in the world. Like we hung out every day at camp. Andrew, if you remember me, I'm Alex Jesse. We went to Camp Half Moon together. In
Half
like
Moon.
Half Moon, you know what I
Half
mean.
Moon.
Half Moon.
Like,
And so,
just the wolf and then.
we went to the bathroom. And
What
we
did
went to
you
the
do?
bathroom with
There are
Sunny
two
D.
guys alone in the middle of
Andrew
the bathroom
goes to the
at
urinal,
Camp Half
opens
Moon.
up the bottle, just starts peeing. I drop my pants right then and there, middle of the bathroom, start pissing in a bottle. The entire tennis camp walks through the place that I will be applying for a job in a couple, like a year about. The
Eddie
entire
Rich.
YMCA tennis camp comes in. The counselor just looks at me out. And like and he didn't remember me. And so on the last day of tennis camp, he's like, I'm like, hey, remember that time when we walked into the kids'
Remember
bar?
that time I was pissing in a
And I'm
bottle?
like that was me. And he's like, no. And I'm like, yes. No. I think they have an award for the worst student ever for me.
For the
They give out
YMCA.
awards. And there was like the Martha something award. She was the best
The
student.
Martha Stewart reward.
The student for saying the N-word. Wait, was that her? Was that
Martha
Paula?
Paula Deen, maybe.
Paula Deen,
I think it was
the
Paula.
Paula where they
Martha
give
Stewart is like Paula Deen's innocent cousin.
innocent cousin. I've found out cousins are always weird. Anyone have that one cousin that comes over to your house and doesn't eat anything but raw chicken and soy milk?
Yeah, I think everybody has.
Everyone has weird cousins.
Anybody has that one cousin who just don't know if they're like a guy or a girl, and they start doing
Yes,
these weird
oh my
things on your
God,
kitchen
I have one
table.
no that has is a guy or a girl. Damn, nightmares. This guy's psychic. It's all tricks. What did you tell
Oh, man.
him? So, do you have another story to tell, or should we move on?
Actually, yeah, just that's it. That's it. Goodbye, everyone. That's it. That was
That's
it. We're
it.
done.
No.
We're done. It's over.
Lou
So,
Mir,
no, I'm
don't.
kidding. I'm kidding. You said internet. The internet wasn't. So that was camp stories. Oh my God, camp stories are the best.
Camp
It's
stories.
the one camp I went to.
The
That's.
rape dungeon.
Everybody's like, half of the people at camp don't wear shoes. It's like we're all hobbits.
Oh, interesting you say that, Lubomir. Completely I'm surprised you remembered. So,
I kind of went into that like and realized just at the end that you wanted to talk about
transitioning into the
Middle Earth.
Middle Earth.
We're heading down to Middle Earth because long ago our
Going to the overly
ancestors.
dense nerd Bible that is the Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, actually,
Several
the whale
specific
boat was actually originally started by elves.
elves, yes. We made our own language. So things delving with hobbit lore. We would like to play a little game.
Can you speak this in elf? Like, hon ching chong chong, elf, ah, chong.
All right. Hobbit like chong. That's the whole
thing. Did you just say Hobbit chong?
Hobbit chong. Why are elves Asian? I bet.
I don't know. They're
the elves are like, you know, elves are definitely vegetarians. They are so pre. They must be the most preachy vegetarians. Like, oh,
well, don't they believe like the trees?
You know, blah blah blah. Meat's bad. I'm an elf.
Don't they believe?
They wiggle their little ears.
Don't the elves like think that trees like talk? So they would like not want to be vegetarians. I think they just like
hate trees.
Screw that up.
Exclusively.
I bet you they're all anorexic. The elves, they can't eat anything. They live 1,000 years and just get skeezy.
Are hobbits most like dwarves? Any type of dwarf, like the modern day midget. Am I allowed to say midget?
Let's replace that with a better word. Small people.
Nigger. No.
Oh God. Oh goodness me.
Goodness me. Oh, what is that? I've never heard that word before.
How horrible of you.
I've never heard that word before. I have no idea what you're talking about. I don't even know what that is. Is that? Oh, Alex. Oh, disappointed in you.
I am.
So the modern day.
Don't say those kind of words here on the whaleboat.
The modern day little person. Are hobbits most like the modern day little person? A dwarf. The Wizard of Oz, little people, or small Jewish men?
Like,
he even made the noise. He went.
Well, you know what? You know, I think they're actually most like, you know, they're not really like people today because everybody today.
They're not like people. They are not people.
Hobbits are not people because people now like shave every inch of their bodies. And
no,
hobbits
yeah,
have, like,
no, they
such hairy legs
on their toes.
They're like Victor.
They're Victor.
No, none of you know Victor, but
shout out to Victor.
Yeah, Victor.
I don't know his last name. Is it Price? Victor Price?
Price, I don't know. Should we say his last name? For all you know, his name's Price. Victor Price. Victor. Have a great day if you're listening in.
You are a little hairy boy. Ugh. I'm sick, guys. I have to sniffle real quick.
You have to sniffle?
It's like during a test, all you hear is sniffles. Hold on.
Yeah, everybody's silent.
Right
into my glass, too.
Sensual noises. What if there's a splatter on everyone's glass who was listening to that at that point?
Just managed to get it through their headphones.
Into their ear.
They take off the headphones, like, freak out. Oh, what is that in my ear?
Like, squinting, looking around for a tissue. Okay, so.
Ear swab.
What do you think? Are they dwarves, modern-day little people, Wizard of Oz, midgets? What are those kings called? Little midget things?
Midget kings?
Little people. Sorry. Midget
what's
little midget.
What's that midget thing called? Oh, that's a little person. That's a little person, Johnny.
It's a little person. Cute.
They're in a zoo. Just in a glass tank. This is a terrible episode. We're being
like cattle.
Oh my god. Midgets. Cattle of the future. What if, like, in the future, the world is, like, overrun by robots, and we're all, like, cattle? We're all cattle. They make us all grow udders, so they never run out of milk. Well, everybody knows. I'm sure everyone is aware.
I didn't want to take literally. I didn't think
that. Everyone is aware that robots are fueled by milk. They feel
just a woman like strapped to a bench with an udder and a robot like giving a Nazi sign.
I mean, I don't think robots would be like that. I think they would be more chill about it. Like, oh, every week.
Oh yes, this is a human I am milking.
Like, you know, every year how people go for like exams, you know, breast cancer, prostate exams. No,
okay,
we go in for our
imagine
like,
what
milk.
Type of analogy this is gonna be.
Because it's like every one of us goes in for a weekly milking for the robot.
But it's like a communist. Like, we are ruled by the milking. We are lived by the milking. But today we fight.
Oh, man, that's like one of those that's like the crazy conspiracy theories we talked about. Like,
What?
Like, remember the cartoon?
Udders?
No, but we did like that
stuff
about the crazy.
I am utterly amazed.
Yeah!
Oh, yeah.
You get a clap.
I do. I got the clap? Shit.
You got the clap. You got the clap. It's awful. Oh, here. Speaking of conspiracy theories, I have a few here. Let's read out an interesting one. Oil! This is a good conspiracy theory. Oil discovered in Kenya.
That's not much of a conspiracy.
Yeah, that's not. Well, let me read it aloud. Kenya is rumored to be harboring rocks and pointy things that could cause America's bruises and nasty scrapes if deployed. I don't know what that means.
So the fucking rocks are gonna hurt us? Yes, you hit someone with a rock, they hurt. Wait, what is it again?
It was oil discovered in Kenya is the conspiracy. Kenya is rumored to be harboring rocks and pointy things that could cause America bruises and nasty scrapes if deployed. So they're deploying these rocks like soldiers. This means that the Kenyans are using rocks as soldiers.
Rock army. The pointy thing. Oh, pointy thing.
I have so many of those.
I have
we
one.
Will play a game every time you hear us say or see a pointy thing, slap yourself on the knee. That's the new game we're playing.
Oh, I see something. Is that a banana in your pants? Or oh wait, never mind.
You find out it is a banana. Just, how did that get there? I don't remember that.
Oh, a tasty snack.
That's
there's a bowl of
oil. And then you find out last second it's not a banana.
You just cut your dick off into pieces.
That's violent.
I just cut my dick off. And you just
I thought it was a banana. I tried to feel it.
I think I just popped the blood vessel.
That's how the first, do you think that's how the first circumcision happened? They thought it was a banana. They tried to peel it. They tried to peel it and a circumcision happened.
Oh, man. They use their foreskin as like a fucking napkin.
Oh man, awful.
What is awful? There's so many uses for foreskin.
For what? For foreskin?
For foreskin?
Because no, I think there's about four.
We will discuss. We will discuss that later. We have a topic about foreskin.
Actually, let's see. Let's find another interesting conspiracy theory. I'm actually on Reddit right now, in the conspiracy section. Let's take a look here. That's really interesting. Here we go.
I have topics right now.
The British media are so obviously corrupt. Here's 34 minutes of George Galloway dealing with various blatant setups. Oh, that's stupid.
Okay, here, let's spice it up a little. Here, we have a pun for you. Boatacious, derived from bodacious.
Boatacious, but you gave no context to that, so no one has any idea what you just meant. Well, we were thinking, that was supposed to be a band.
Just laugh. Just accept it.
You want me to force me to laugh. Oh god, you terrible.
I'm sorry.
It's rape camp all over again.
God. Rape dungeon.
Do you remember our band names?
Infinite Sandwich.
The Infinite Sandwich.
That's our band name. We have another one. Static Nipples.
Polar Turnip. Straight boat. Cinematic lobster. Kerosene nacho. that was a pretty good one, wasn't it? Right there. Kerosene is a good word.
There's one that really stuck out. Afghanistan Banistan.
That's not even a bad thing. That's like a biography.
Banana stand. They're all dicks. And he's like, oh, I never know this.
too late.
Too late. Anyways, you want to buy a banana? No? Oh, okay.
I can get it in the pants package.
We should add some music right there.
Right there? Oh, maybe I will.
Yeah, right there.
I think our voice is interrupting us.
Right after the stand, dicks cut off, or which one?
I have to, I'm going to censor, half of this now. I'm going to, put in, we have to cut off the word dicks from this podcast.
Cut off the word dick.
From this podcast entirely, because it would be...
No, we can't. It's just... Okay. We don't have to do that. We just put it as explicit.
What? You can do that? Oh, I have this lamp, by the way. I don't know why...
You have this lamp? Oh, dude, oh my god, leave a comment right now if you own a lamp.
This is crazy. I have this lamp that I've had for a couple of years, and it's... I have it next to my computer right here, and you...
No,
it's crazy. But dude, if you put your hand up to it, it like burns. I used to take post-it notes, put it up, and they get set on fire by the bulb of this lamp. It gets so hot.
I would stick pencils to my old lamp, and the eraser would slowly melt until the pencil caught on fire.
I'm gonna see if actually maybe should I not maybe I shouldn't put this pencil up to it. But it would set a pencil on fire, no problem.
Let's not do
Yeah.
that. So yeah, we have
This
a
podcast
little
is finished.
we have another segment for you.
Oh, do we? We have a segment
We
now.
have
Oh.
this is from got this from the Ricky Gervais
Which is
show.
a great
Every
show, by
year
the way.
they every show they would do monkey news because Carl Pilkington. Oh God, he was
Because
sneezing.
Carl Pilkington. And that's all the
Yeah.
information you need on that topic. Anyways, it's from.
So we thought we'd do a little segment called Whale
Should we have an
News.
intro? Let's do. We have to do an intro. For
Right,
segment.
all right. This week on Whale News.
I think whales make more
That's.
of like an sound.
Can we just put Dory's whale noise? All
You
right,
gotta hire
so.
Ellen for this show.
Again, I told you. I promised everyone foreskin news. And guess what we have? Whale penis leather. Outfit your sexy new SUV with a whale penis leather.
What?
That's.
What is this? Hold on. This is. You can't actually do that.
They cut a whale's dick off
Can't.
and turn it into leather. And I heard it's really soft.
The whale dick.
I heard the
Why
whale
can't
dick.
you
It's a
use a
very
different part of its body, though? You have
soft.
so many options. Why
What other
go for
uses
the
there
dick?
for the penis?
I can't. Oh, here, yeah, we got a 3,000-ton whale here. You can use any part of it.
Let's cut
Let's
his
outfit our
penis
car.
off and make
Yeah,
leather.
let's. That kind of. What part should we use to outfit this car with? It's penis. Why not?
Penis, the foreskin. The foreskin.
Not even the entire penis. Just the very tip.
Just the very
And that's
tip.
how whale circumcisions came to be.
You could feed a village with a whale penis.
Do what to a village? I heard something due to a village with a whale penis. And I just. Yeah. Are we gonna take these whale penises to Midget Island, deep off the coast of South America, a little bit north of Atlantis, lies
Trying to swallow
Lysandria.
because I just took a big whale penis in the
Oh,
mouth.
Alex, I thought
Swallow, bitch.
Oh God, that's.
No, we feed them with the cum. No,
Why
we could
don't
stretch.
have this conversation on?
We could stretch the foreskin out for a couple football fields
Alex came
and
up to me
use
at
the
school.
trampoline.
Alex came up to me at school the other day at lunch, and he just
Alex, by
he
the way.
started to pretend like jack off on me, and like
Oh my God. So here, let me tell
some
the story. Here
teacher
we go.
got pissed at him. Tell the story.
Luke Mir was all like, oh, dude, don't say that because I said something sexual. I walk up behind him, I pretend to fuck him in the ass and pull out and cum on his back. And a teacher comes up to me and goes, I'm really uncomfortable with right now. Was gonna say, don't be, and then just kiss him.
Put your finger on his lips. Shh. It wasn't even like he didn't come up and he didn't go, he didn't say like, oh, that's inappropriate. Please don't do this. I feel uncomfortable when you do that.
It's like, don't be.
I don't like watching that. Do that
Oh,
on your
you
own
know
time.
this kid? I don't want to name him because we're actually going to say something bad.
What?
He's against gay marriage. So I was going to go up to him and just start fucking him in the ass and be like, this is what you
Are
want.
you still against gay marriage now, huh? Actually, I'm not. Actually, this is pretty good.
Actually, I'm not. That's
This
a
is
fond
fairly
experience.
comfortable.
I can understand why they like that. I feel like a parking space almost.
Punky face? What'd you say?
Parking space.
Parking space.
Because I'm gonna park that load in your
So where
ass.
do drunk people park? If you're driving drunk, where?
Jail. Side road.
Side of the road, hold on, don't drive. This has been a national announcement from the Whale Boat. Don't drink and
PS
drive.
service announcement. Public service announcement.
Do not drink and drive.
Brought to you by Jägermeister.
Oh, does the Jägermeister like approve of drinking and driving?
Yeah,
I
for
think they would
normal
be
beer.
of all beers, Jägermeister,
That's probably like
which
most
is
of their
alcohol.
audience driver.
Oh man. Well, this episode of the Whaleboat has been brought to you by Jägermeister, Coca-Cola, Diet Mountain Dew, but only Diet Mountain Dew, Not the of Diet Kind.
Diet Mountain, brought to you by Diet Mountain Dew. It's like, did normal Mountain Dew say, oh, fuck them?
Someone else is being sponsored by Normal Mountain Dew.
Normal Mountain Dew.
Ugh. Oh, man. Well, it's about time to finish up, Alex.
How long has it
just
been?
Just about half an hour. We have 30 seconds.
No way.
Yeah.
You're
No, dude. Not even kidding. Whoever made it this far into episode 3, whoever made it this deep into the cavern.
Into the asshole. The
Whaleboat episode 3. This is pretty much how the show is going to go for the next couple of weeks. It's just going to be shit.
And your reward
is
if you tell us
penis.
If you measure your dick and send us the measurements
with a photo,
with
yeah.
Full name and social security number, we will send you $1. That's full social security number, size of dick.
But yeah, don't send us your social. We don't want it. We don't want your dick or your social security number.
Guys, actually send it in. Don't tell Lumi.
like Alex's private email. All right. Well, thank you all for listening, and
I won't be sick next time.
Hopefully, yeah. You suck.
I got this flu from Lumi, by the way.
Well, you know what? Like flu, let us spread. Let us spread. Let the whaleboat spread.
Let it spread.
Transmit it to your friends.
Transmit it to your friends like a big ol'
Oh, man.
What should we do on the outro of this episode? Who should we pretend to be?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Let's pretend to be vibrating cell phones. Vibrating cell phones. All right, ready? Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Oh, my God! Hi. Love you.
Love you, too. I mean, I'm okay.
All right, see you, fans of the whale. That has been the longest outro ever. Goodbye.